always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What is good? First off, this is what I gotta say. Happy New Year. This is the first show of the new year, and I am so excited about what's going on in 2011. One of the first things that we're gonna do is I'm gonna introduce one of my new hosts, Miss Cole. Miss Cole, make some noise for the people,
hey,
man.
Hey, how you guys doing?
In a quick minute, tell them a little bit about you. Who is Miss Cole?
Well, my name is Nicole Kidd, and I live here in Renton. I am a long friend of my big brother, Don, as you guys know him.
Yeah.
You know, I just work in Seattle, and I just recently got engaged. Hey, praise the Lord.
Yes,
so
yes.
I've been, you know, getting that together, and I'm excited to co-host on the show and get it in.
Yeah, the reason why we got her on the show, we was actually at a concert, and I told her one time, she was co-hosting with me at the concert, and I was like, man, I got to get you on the show. And
I didn't think he was serious.
Yeah, I said it in front of a whole bunch of people, and just for the record, I ain't one of them cats that be like, yo, yeah, we gonna do something, and then they don't come through. So, man, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna see what's good. But we're excited about this, to add a female's opinion to the comments. You know what I'm saying? Because some people was like, y'all too male saturated over there. You know what I'm saying?
I had to come in, bring the female voice.
That's right. So check it out. We got Rick D. He's going to be on with us in just a hot second. We're going to talk to him about his testimony, talk about him dropping this album, which is going to be his last album, y'all. And the reason why, he's going to tell y'all when we get it in with him. There's a lot of good stuff that we're going to get into, man. And yeah, we got people in the live stream. I see y'all. They talking about my iron. You know, that's because I was at the Iron Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And my team won. Actually, no, I don't even remember who won for the Iron Bowl. But you know how we do it.
No, we got to keep it clean. You
that's
know?
Right.
We keep it creased up.
I haven't ironed the shirt, though. Let's just be real. And check it out, man. We're going to go to this music. If you guys want to send your music, what you got to do is go to music@yada.king.com, send us an email, or go to the website, yada.king.com, and click on music submissions. It's really simple. Just follow the instructions. And you know how we do it, man. This is V Rose's big lady that's just coming out, man. You know, not big in size, but I'm talking about big noise coming from her. And this song is called Oh My Ah, and this is the club mix. So check this out on Yada That King Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Attitude, attitude, like she don't care.
I was doing too much, rolling my eyes.
Here I am, Lord. City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after M.
Get it. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
Yeah, that was D-Lane. The song is called Forever Yours. She's the rapper. I got to find out who was singing on that joint. So check it out, man. Look, this is what we're going to do. We always start the show off like this, Miss Cole. Let me show you how we do things around here.
Okay. Hit me chicken.
What we do is we start with their testimony. So, Rick D, we want you to share not only how God saved you, but how He is continually making you into the man of God that He's creating you today.
Well, the way that, you know, I got saved when I was, like, probably about 13. Like I said, I grew up in church. So, it's interesting, you know, when I grew up, the people I grew up around, for the most part, we all started out on the right path, but, you know, it got to a point where they would start selling, start smoking, start drinking and things like that. Kind of veered off the path. And I've never really was that way. But once I got to those teenage years, I started veering off myself, not really being committed to the things of God. But the change really came is right around, like I said before, you know, when my wife and I got divorced. I was living by myself. I had moved out, got my own little spot, and really just recognized that life without the Lord was just an empty existence. I had no sense of fulfillment. So I really started pursuing God hard, man. I'm telling you, like, every time they had church, Bible study, I was there. You know, once I heard, the first time I heard about giving tithes, you know, I started giving tithes. I start getting involved, and that really was the breakthrough right there. I start introducing myself to the people at the church, because it was a pretty big church, but I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
So I just start introducing myself to people because I knew that I didn't want to go back to, you know, my boys I was living out in the streets. So right around that time period, man, I just really started going hard for the Lord. I got involved in altar care ministry. You know, when people would go up to get saved, I would go to the back with them and explain to them what salvation is.
Yeah.
I would pray with them to, you know, be filled with the Holy Spirit and start taking classes about ministry and just start getting involved in a lot of different things, man. And it was just like a snowball effect. So now it's like a situation where, you know, if you wake up and you leave the house and you don't brush your teeth, you know, you just feel nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel that way without, you know, praying or reading my word. It's a vital part of what I do every day. You know, so it's that important to me.
Man, that's what's up. And I think that it's important to see your testimony, because somebody out there can relate to the same things that you have related to it, have you have the things that you have went through and everything, man, because that's the power of our testimony. You know what I'm saying? There's a scripture in the Word of God that says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So what that means is when we share our testimony, it's power And it not only was going to help us, it's going to help some of those that are even in our congregation, even those that are hearing the podcast right now, man. And it's powerful. You talked about a little bit in the live stream being married, divorcing, and then remarrying. This is all part of your testimony. Share how that, what was it like in that stage of your life, man?
Well, for anybody out there that's married and you think about possibly getting a divorce, you know, people think that the grass is greener on the other side, but it's not. You know, being divorced is like walking around with your arm cut off or your leg cut off. Mm. You can do it, you know, you can live that way, but every single day you're going to have the knowledge of there's a part of you missing.
Yeah.
You know, when the Lord can fulfill it, the Lord can make it right. So I'm not trying to condemn anybody that's been married and been divorced. But, you know, the grass is not greener on the other side, because the Lord can come in and change any situation. You know, God is a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, 15th chances. How can we not give another person, you know, our spouse, another opportunity to make things right? So anytime somebody's in a covenant relationship and they're thinking about separation, somebody in that relationship is in unforgiveness, because ultimately that's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Awesome, man. You got a song that is called It's a Trap. And we're going to hop into that joint right now on Yada King Radio.
You can't press redo. I know you don't want to do it. I believe you. I know why y'all keep filing. It's so secret. It's not because you don't love God or because you really ain't saved. But flesh plays a big role in how we behave. So that's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Because if you enter temptation, it's harder to obey. We pray, but we don't watch out for the traps. Instead of being proactive, we try to react, overestimating ourselves when we're really weak. Either avoid sin or gotta run like street. Don't sit back, bro, at the show. You know what the back do. Avoid privacy, don't even let her use the bathroom. At your APT, this ain't the ACT, this ain't a test, it's a trap. Stop mistaking.
The recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around the waist as you stare. A lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check, heed this warning, and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap, it's a trap, it's a trap. You know it's a trap, it's a trap, it's a trap, it's a trap.
Short skirt with a smirk, she a flirt, yeah. Make all the fellas at work go berserk,
yeah.
Tight shirt, put the boys on alert. And know you go to church to make matters with words. She let la Beyonce and got a fiance. Don't even try play, you know what's grande. She walk by your cubicle more than usual. She not stupid, so she know what she doing, bro. You peeped it, she down for the two of y'all creeping. But she trying to see if you would keep it. I'll leak it back to her friends and her man. She know you got a fam and a band on your hand. All of my real men and God know this is the realest verse I ever wrote. Temptation's calling, I know she flying, she seem like a catch. But bro, you can't fall for that, cause it's a trap. It's
the recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check, heed this warning, and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap.
No, it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap.
Hey man, hold up. Rick D.
Erica Kumba.
Y'all trying to make it seem like it's always the ladies.
Yeah.
But you know it'd be the fellas too, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah, let me talk about it right quick.
All right,
here we go. He see a little shorty looking cute walking by. She got low self-esteem, he can see it in her eyes. He calls her over to him, say she cute and she fly. And he's off telling lies with one thing on his mind. She say she a Christian and she like to keep it clean. He say, I respect that, yo, we ain't got a creep. Let's see, you a good girl so we could do other things. You can have what you want, let me treat you like a queen. He takes her out, buys her things, gives her the world. Yeah, he knows how to make her think that she's the only girl. She don't realize that he's done this before. She tryna look for love, but she went through the wrong door. He ain't the one for you, won't you wait for a king who will love you like God and see you virtuously? Dude gave her everything, but it wasn't for free. Sad to say, she paid for it with a virginity. Recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. His hands locked around your waist as you stare. Six pack popping out of baits in the snare. It's a rap, little mama. It's a trap, little it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Hey. 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 If you ain't trying to win souls, then put the mic down. Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
Don't rap no more.
Say it.
That's right, don't rap no more.
Say it.
Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more.
Hey.
I said it, don't rap no more, boy.
OMG,
yeah.
God chasing.
Y'all rappers need to burn your mics up, make them disintegrate. If you ain't trying to win souls, for heaven's sake, don't be thanking God for awards on stage. And then grab the mic and spit things he hate. I'm shooting from the hip, these rappers rapping lies. Y'all best to get a grip, these rappers living lies. Gotta expose these fakes, y'all some sitting ducks. Leading kids to hell just to get a buck, just to get a chain, just to get some fame. Y'all some grown men, too many nicknames. This for saints and sinners, speaking equally. Cause if the shoe fit, put it on your feet. If this ain't for the kingdom, you got enemy. You wouldn't spit that trash in front of G.O.D. Slap the man in the mirror and make a change. If I gotta make another one of these, I'm naming names. Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah. Put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win soul, boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
I told him, put the mic down. Throw them hits away. Suffocate your rhyme book under a pillowcase. And don't mention rapping unless for Christ's sake. Find a new hustle, learn how to ice skate. Fed up with rappers awarded because they rhyme great, with a message that contributes to the nation's crime rate. I'm like, chill homie, slow your roll partner, cause you ain't saying nothing. You a grown toddler, raised by the streets, in need of a real father. Some money hungry, they do it for the dollar. They compromise what they believe just to pop their collar, and rub shoulders with 50 Cent and Waka Flocka. Nah, this ain't a diss, it's more like dispensation. Let's separate the sheep from the goat, no integrating. If you ain't rhyming for Christ, then you rhyming for Satan. If you ain't trying to win souls, what role are you playing? I'm saying,
if you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more.
Yeah,
don't rap no more.
Yeah. I said it,
don't rap no more.
Yeah,
put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down, don't rap no more.
What? Don't rap.
If you telling our sons to go get a shotgun and pump it, and our little girls that they should back it up and dump it, and you tell these single mothers not a thing, nothing, I'ma play the engineer, take your vocals and punch them back down your throat. Slap the mic out your hand, rip the rhymes you wrote. Man, you ain't trying to grow. Stupid, that's dying music, and it's for losers, and we coming straight from Judah. Shoulda knew that this was lion music. So what you rap about? Man, you ain't whipping word jerk, you couldn't trap a mouse. And I'm knowing that you rappers is fake. You wouldn't bust a grape, you couldn't shoot a pigeon, dog, you wouldn't cut a cake. This ain't about spitting fiction and alcohol. This is about benedictions and altar calls. And I'm talking to all rappers that's listening to D-O-double-G-B. Tell them what the business is.
If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
I said it. Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
Put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls,
put that mic down.
Yo, that song right there, Brinson, Don't Rap No More, the remix. He was like, Don Christian, you got to play this. And I was like, man, send it to me. I got you, cousin. You know what I'm saying? And Brinson, man, he got a lot of cats from his camp. God Chasers, they about to drop some more projects out soon. I got some interviews lined up with them, man. But right now, we getting it in with Rick D, man. And this is the time where we like to talk about your career as an artist. Now, is this your first album that you're about to drop, the setup?
This is the first full-length album. I did a CD project before with Priest. I did a mix CD, a couple of mix CDs a while ago, one called The Champion, one called The Alien, but this is the one and only full-length CD with original music.
Yeah. Okay, so this, so you kind of put some projects out, but this is the real, like, full-length project.
Yeah, and if I could break that down for you, man. This is a deep story.
No, that's all good. Go ahead, boss.
Yeah, so once I really came into a knowledge of my relationship with the Lord, I had put music down for a minute. To make a long story short, he kind of called me back, and he told me to make one CD, one project called The Setup. He told me what the name was. I didn't know what the concept was at that time. He told me to make one CD project, and that was it. Mm-hmm. So what I did, me thinking that I know better than God, I started releasing these mix CDs and these compilations and started doing all of these things because I thought that I needed to do all of these things to build up to this particular project because nobody knew who I was. So,
yeah.
So really for a period of time, I was in delayed obedience, which was disobedience.
Right.
trying to get this project out, man. So I'll just go on the record to say publicly, Lord, I repent. But yeah, this is where I am right now. This is the one and only full-length CD project from Rick D.
Right.
And how long have you been doing music?
Oh man, let me tell you. I started rapping when I was in the fourth grade. So it's been a long, long time. That's why it's definitely time for me to let it go. Yeah. Leave it to the superstars like Genuine Life.
We ain't superstars, man.
So you said the fourth grade?
Yeah.
Wow. And
wow.
And writing and all that.
Say it again?
I said writing and all that.
Yeah, writing. And I started producing when I was in the seventh or eighth grade. I started making beats.
Do you sing too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Right. No. I wish I could. Can you? Woo, woo, woo.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
Nah,
and that's pretty cool, man. So you started out at a young age. Now, let me ask you this, though. Did you start doing it for God, or was you know what I'm saying, like a flashy rapper, like, you know, all these secular cats out there right now?
Yeah, I was a secular rapper. I mean, I never really was on some way out kind of music, but I didn't even know Christian rap existed.
Right.
So once I really came into my relationship with the Lord, I started asking people at my church, like, you know, is there any Christian rappers? Like, who are they? You know, what's their names? And, you know, I was trying to start looking up their music and, you know, all of this stuff. So this was probably about 12 years ago when that started. So I actually got turned on to the Gospel Gangsters. And I actually even, like, I met them. They came to Columbus. Like, I gave them a CD at the time. You know, we talked on the phone a couple of times. They, like, flew me out to California, got to stay at the crib, and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. I think that's awesome. Now, when you met them, how did that change your views of doing music, man?
It was a situation where the whole thing was really different because out in Cali is, you know, they straight up West Coast. And, you know, the Gospel Gangsters is gangsters for real. Not gangsters like banging in the streets, but they definitely are not, you know, studio gangsters. So when I went out there, you know, seeing, you know, the way that they lived and everything, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. But one thing is for sure, man, and them dudes love God.
Yeah.
That they know the word, they're on top of their scriptures, and they really have a heart for the things of God. So I've seen that a situation where you got to really be serious about your relationship with the Lord if you're going to do this.
Right.
Hey, go ahead.
Say what?
I was talking to my son. He just woke up. I'm trying to get him to lay back down in the bed.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So you kind of actually went to the next question that I had. How do you balance, you know what I'm saying, the family with the music? How do you do that? You know, I know that's a problem that a lot of people have today, is kind of balancing their time.
Yeah, it's really a challenge, man. It really is, especially with my wife being pregnant. And, you know, my son is 2.5. So, you know, it's really tough. So I just make my family first. You know, family is the first priority.
Yeah.
After God, you know, God first, family second is the motto that we go by. So I definitely take care of business at home. My wife is very supportive. So, you know, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what kind of things does she do actually to support your music?
Well, really, the main thing is she just gives me the freedom to go make it happen. Like, if I have to go to the studio or something,
yeah.
You know, she'll take care of the crib. She understands the financial aspect of it, so she'll support me that way. And a lot of times, she doesn't really have to do it anymore, but in the past, she would take care of the design of the website or the CDs or the posters or things like that.
Yeah. Man, that's dope, man. I would always encourage anybody out there that is doing music to, and you're married, to try to include your family. If you don't include your family, you're probably going to have a lot of problems. And that's just real tough, man. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people that, they're trying to do music and, hey, man, I'm trying to get this popping. I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, and it's like, you know, where's your family in this picture? They still at the crib, you know what I'm saying? We still hoping that, you know, they get on board, and you know, you can't do that all the time. So, man, I think that is very important to get them involved. And that's dope, man. And this is the last question we're gonna ask before we go into some of your fresh music, man. We're gonna talk about your gift. Now, if somebody was listening to your project and they listened to your project one time through, what's the one thing that you want them to walk away from the setup?
The main thing is that this CD, this project, made an impact on them, that it was meaningful music. Because I really didn't want to, you know, come out with the trendy type of phrases or hooks or the lyrics where you got to sit and contemplate on them for 45 minutes to understand what I was saying. But I really try to deal with topics and verses and situations and songs that really made a difference. Like, it's a trap.
Yeah.
I got another song called Preaching to the Choir, which talks about, the first verse is talking about, you know, I'm standing in the middle of thieves, murderers, drug dealers, all of these people that society frowns upon. You know, and I'm just describing that situation that I'm surrounded by them. But at the end of the verse, it comes out that I'm actually standing inside of the church.
Yeah.
And all of these people are inside of the church. So for people to say that when you're in church doing ministry and you're just preaching to the choir, like the people in the church got it all together, they forget about that. You know, people in the church are people that need to hear the message. So you can't think that everybody in the church is perfect.
Right.
And that's kind of what the second verse talks about, is I'm describing like I'm in a hospital surrounded by all of these sick people, all of these broken people. And, you know, at the end of the verse, I'm talking about, you know, I'm not standing in the hospital, I'm standing in the church. And people in the church recognize that they're broken, that they need help. So that's why they go to the church. So you can't really say that I'm preaching to the choir, because people in the church recognize that they need the help. That's why they're in the church. So the church is like a hospital.
Yeah, so look, check it out, man. We're going to go to your song called Rumbo right now on Yada King Radio. Let's check this out.
Since we can't get along, man, we got to get it on. Let's go.
Going out with the, like a cannon filled with ammo, when I'm speaking in tongues, scrambling the channel, when I'm ready for the battle, not rattled by the sight of some blood, cause since she picked a fight, let's fight, cause it's not by my mind. So do you really know who you dealing
it, he started, ain't gon' end it, so let's finish it. What I'm stressing to you is, I'm a warrior with a sword. So listen, if you want war, then we gon' give it to ya. There's no wimps in here, it's no wannabe pimps, that's insecure. It's no wannabe G's, no wannabe warriors. We trying to be free, why they trying to be notorious? No, we victorious, so class be serious. Could be the last that's hearing this, so move fast and furious. And it's like a jungle sometimes, so I stay humble, yet ready to tussle, so trying to get you to side with me, just to glorify God with me, and lift him high with me. No need to lie or be shy with me, cause when the rapture takes place, every eye can see. It's strange to see spectators throw their flames, but before you complain, get in the game. Don't bump your gums if you quit real quick. Either lace up your kicks or zip your lips and be easy, cause I ain't trying to be all preachy, and I ain't wearing no dashiki. I ain't too black to be free. What's up with Rick D? I ain't stuck in the 60s, you get me?
You might say that ain't right,
but that ain't my fight. I lift up Christ despite your race agenda. I'm a faith defender, so
I'm
still carry beepers, cheapers. Open up your heart and shut your peepers. He been who he was way before you was a creature.
Whoa, my bad.
I really meant to say the word creation. He been ran the world the same one that you be chasing. So I ain't hating, cause I can't relax. We just eat his comments, we call that feedback. So relax,
we appreciate your patience.
There will be no other term, get ready for inauguration.
Sonny's going to confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
Everybody,
you think Obama brought change? You ain't seen nothing. He'll put a whole new perspective on all the things we're loving.
Yes,
cause those things will crumble, cause Christ is gonna bring them all to nothing.
Yes,
every knee will buckle and mouth will hush when they see the Son is receiving all that the Father gave him for all his suffering.
Yeah.
He knew he suffered, dog, and the Father would crush him, dog. But for the joy that was set before him, he took the cross and crushed it
off
the grave and he brushed it off.
Yeah.
Was nothing, dog. To Yahweh, it was child's play, like a Chucky doll.
You should be doing something, dog, because the Lord is coming, dog. The boobies never standing, he's gonna do some bone crushing, dog.
So when you hear them trumpets, dog, that's when he's bringing judgment, dog, to tell his enemies,
okay, that's it, I've had enough of y'all.
Hey, America, this is what it is.
Yo, that song right there was Dre Sr. featuring Pastor 83. The song is called Inauguration. One of my favorites of last year. That's what I'm going to say. It's a banging joint, man. And speaking of cats that's knocking out music right now, we got the homie Rick D, who is ready to rumble, man. He's ready to go. And Rick D, man, we're going to talk about the topic right now. You ready for that, man?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
We're going to talk about people that are taking care of their flesh, and what does that mean? What that means is they are actually trying to hide as many things as they can. They trying to do as much wrong as they can without being caught. First of all, what do you have to say about that, and what does the Word of God have to say about that?
So people were trying to do as much as they can without getting caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of times when people get busted doing something and they apologize, they're not really sorry that they did the thing. They were sorry that they got caught. You know what I'm saying? And they're apologizing, you know, because they feel bad about the fact that they got caught. But, you know, the Bible talks about that God sees everything. His eyes roam to and fro on the earth, and there's nothing that is done in darkness that's not going to be brought to light. So, you know, there's really no way to get away from the presence and the knowledge of the Lord. There was one pastor that was talking about how, you know, a lot of people think that they're doing things in private and in secret, like fornication or whatever, but they might as well just come in the church, in the altar, at the altar, and just lay down and get it on. Because, you know, he was being facetious, but he was making the point that there's nowhere that you can go that God won't see you doing what you're doing.
Right.
But I think sometimes people just forget about the fact that God is omnipresent and that he sees all and he knows all.
Right. Now, would you say that this is something that we see in the church a lot today? And, you know, I mean, first of all, we got to expect this from the world. That's what the world does, right? They sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If a sinner is sinning, it shouldn't shock you. You know, and
right.
Us in the church, we're like, oh, they did what? You know, oh, dang. You know, but that's
right.
What sinners do. But when it happens in the church, you know what I'm saying, it should be like, man, what, you know, what's the deal? And what I'm saying is, do you see this in your church? And has there ever been a situation where you had to even approach somebody and say, hey, man, the Spirit of God even dropped it on me and said, hey, you're doing these things that you need to get right?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually involved in the leadership at our church, and we basically have a rule that says if you know somebody that's in sin, or even if you heard that they were in sin, what you need to do is you need to go talk to them and say, look, you know, this is what I heard, or this is what I know, or whatever. Obviously, you know that this isn't right. And we direct them to actually go talk to our pastor, you know, go talk to him, let him know what's up. Even if it's not true, you know, go let him know, you know, what's up. Because if you don't, then I will. So it's just a way of accountability for us one another to, you know, go to the person, try to address it, try to handle the situation, and also direct them, you know, to the man of God that will, you know, help give them some guidance and some counsel and some things like that. But I think that sometimes people think that people in church are perfect, but, you know, we all are imperfect people trying to, you know, pursue the things of God, and we all make mistakes. Now, just like you said, sinners sin, and we shouldn't be surprised. It's one thing to sin, but it's another thing to live a lifestyle of sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I might go fishing, but just because I go fishing this one time doesn't make me a fisherman.
Right.
You know, fishermen, that's their lifestyle.
I think
that's a difference of sinning and being a sinner. You know, it's two totally different things.
Right. No, that's real good. I mean, and how would you say, what you talked about in your testimony, there was a time where you had to get real with God. That was a time where you had to throw away some of the stuff that you was dealing with that some people might not even had to know about, right?
Oh, yeah, man. It's even on the song Triumph, which is the last song on the CD, I talk about that there's some things, part of my testimony, that I don't want to make known. I don't, you know, you got people that stand up, and there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just saying there's a time where you or anybody will stand up for in front of the church and tell their testimony, which is awesome. But there's also a time where there's some things that you know how dark and you know how dirty or how foul it was, and you don't want nobody to know about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
About those type of things that you did or the things that God delivered you from. So, you know, it's just awesome that God will can be glorified through our testimonies that it's okay to share, but also the things that is so off the hook that you don't want nobody to know about.
Right. Right. And I mean, and sometimes, you know, they're even sharing those things can help somebody else out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing about God. He'll use the stuff that you're able to share to touch somebody else's life in such a way that now they're like, man, dang, that happened to him. You know what I'm saying? We had my guy Willie Will. He came out with a CD, man, how many years ago was this? Like 5 years ago, probably, called Front Street. And in the CD called Front Street, he talks about his problem, where a lot of problems that happened in his life. You know what I'm saying? And with sharing those problems that most of us would probably have kept on the hush-hush and on the low, you know what I'm saying? I even hear to this day, the homie Q Heen was like, man, I heard that CD from Willie Will, Front Street, man, that really opened my eyes and allowed me to share, you know what I'm saying, the different things that I have been dealing with and confess them so that God can get the glory from them. And it's awesome. You know, first of all, I'm going to say this. Nobody's going to know our whole story unless we share it with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's very important for people to realize, like, if I don't share what I've been dealing with, nobody's going to know it. Unless the Spirit of God reveals it to somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, hey, Rick D, I'm talking to you. Oh, man, I feel like this, you know, I don't know what Rick D's life is like unless he shares and says, yo, this is my testimony. So that's the importance of that. But Rick D, what I want to talk about is for somebody that is trying to hide these sins, somebody that's supposed to be a Christian, because once again, if you ain't a Christian, sinning is what you do. But if you're a Christian and you're trying to hide all these things, what are some things that you would say to them?
Well, what's exposed can't be helped. Well, what's not exposed can't be helped.
Right.
Wow.
So if it's a situation where somebody's trying to hide something, it can't be helped, you know. And another interesting thing is hurting people, they hide their hurt. So they hide from it themselves, and they try to hide it from other people.
Yeah.
But once you start to have some transparent relationships with friends or whoever it is, you know, people that you can trust, that you know that they're not out to hurt you, that they want the best from you, that's really when your life will start to change and you can get delivered from a situation. Because I don't know if you guys have ever heard the saying, you can't see the forest because of the trees. Which basically means you're in the forest and you can't see the forest because there's so many trees around, which means you're in a situation you don't recognize where you are.
Yeah.
But exactly where you are is in the forest. But you can't see the forest because the trees are in the way. So, but anyway, I think sometimes, you know, just having transparent relationships with people is a very important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I see you got your boy Fulfill in the back. I know you got people that's around your age that enjoy the same type of things that you do. And that's, you know, people think that you're going to go to church and it's going to be boring or it's going to be nothing to do or, right, you know, God's going to take all your fun away. But, you know, there's going to be people in your church that love to do the same type of things that you do. And then that's going to be the foundation for building those godly relationships. It could be playing Madden. It could be playing basketball. It could be cooking macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But you really just got to take the time and get plugged into your local church so that way you can develop those relationships.
No, that's good.
To help get delivered.
Yeah, and so if you out there listening to this show and you're like, man, I've been dealing with a lot of things and I've tried not to share with people, you know what? You can always give us a call, 425-243-4285. We would love to pray with you, walk you through this. But what we would encourage you to do is go and talk to your pastors, your leaders, people that you can trust, and share what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have problems, because most of the people that are depressed, most of these people that are feeling like, oh man, I can't make it, most of the time what's going on is they are suppressed with sin. What do you want to say?
Exactly. Holding on to.
They're holding on. They're in bondage because they're not allowing themselves to be free by God's word and by, you know what I'm saying, just confessing your sins one towards another. And I'm not telling you to tell everybody. Please do not tell everybody what goes on all the time. Like, that's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you talk to somebody that you can trust. Man, there was actually somebody in the live stream, my sister Erlene, she was saying, you know what I'm saying, as Rick B said, what you do in the dark is going to come to light. So you have to remember that God is, he sees all. And she also said, true repentance will lead you to open, confess, and also a change in lifestyle. Not just say sorry and then try to forget about it, but a lifestyle change. That's what we got to see. And Rick D, man, look, we're going to go to this song called The Moment of Truth. Can you tell the people about that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If I could just piggyback on one thing that you said real quick.
Yep.
One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So that's one of my favorite scriptures, because God is faithful, meaning he's the same in different circumstances, that if we confess, if we agree or admit our sins, that he's going to forgive us. And he's faithful to his word. He's not a man that he shall lie. So, you know, God is awesome. But the song, The Moment of Truth, is probably going to be the next single that I drop. It's featuring my girl, Bink. The song is talking about what you're going to do when the moment of truth comes, that we all reach that moment of life. It could be that situation where it's time for you to really start getting serious about your walk with the Lord. Or it could be you standing in the church and they're giving an altar call, and you know that it's your time to respond to the invitation. Or when the sky cracks and Jesus is coming back, you know, the moment of truth. So everybody reaches that moment where they have to make a critical decision in their life. Are they going to go left or right? So that's what the song is talking about, The Moment of Truth.
All right. You heard it from Rick D. Let's hop into that song. Oh, got it. The King Ready. Let's get it.
Binky Bink, Infinite International, let's go!
No, I don't care how they grow.
Nope.
Christ paid the price, I'm already paid.
Joe,
if my daddy owns the world, how you gonna bribe me? He can't buy me, so don't push the button to try me. I follow his commands, like the Shogun. I'm in the Shogun, ain't no fun and y'all run. I ain't gonna crack when that moment of truth comes. I chew up like I chew gum, they too dumb. They thought they was bright, but they some false light liars.
Okay.
Found your breaker box and I tore out the wires.
Okay.
Animals, giraffes, and I still see higher. Y'all need to get a grip, pliers. It's the moment of truth, said the truth is in the moment. Who is on your team? Choose the opponent. But we stay winning, I don't care who you stalking now. We the truth, we walking out what we talking about.
What you gonna do when that moment of truth comes? You can't back down now, you can't run.
What every knee bowed and every confessed tongue.
What you gonna do when that moment of truth comes?
You must all understand that it's not a game. The moment of truth is near, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess. Mark my words. When they say it is what it is, really it's not what it should be. They quit on what it could be, gave up on what it would be. It's still not over when the fat lady sings, unless she's bowing down and singing Christ is the King, last standing in the ring. Have the celery on the canvas with my arms raising the banner, was how my father planned this. I will not lose, gotta be that candid. And if I'm not on top, it means I'm only in transit. Destination greatness packed, only the things that fit me. Left the behind, knew I couldn't bring it with me.
Right,
I grew the craziness and lounging with the laziest.
I had
to shut out that shadiness from my radius.
Yeah.
You can only be the lady's favorite. That haze keep blazing and player, you can savor it. But when the clock strikes and the thunder cracks, he's coming back and it's a wrap.
What you gonna do when that moment of truth comes? You can't back down now, you can't.
Before the sky crack, we got work to get done.
What you gonna do when that moment of truth comes?
When the truth comes, what you gonna do? Will you embrace the truth? Will you run from the truth? Regardless of what you think, the truth changes facts.
Yeah.
Facts are just reality, but the truth is the truth.
Yesterday is gone,
Better days are dawning. Don't mourn for the old me, cause better ways I'm forming. Well, last week there was a storm, next week there'll be a garden. Life sentence, conviction, but Christ is you to pardon. So like leaves in the breeze, I'm free when I used to be seized by the beast. Now I'm relieved that I'm released. Since I handed God the keys, I was falling from my calling, but I landed on my knees. Destination greatness got my ticket in hand. Got evicted by the wicked, they were sick of my demands. I couldn't get with the scam, so now I kick it with my blood. Wife and my kids all love, show enough. We all got a choice, so please choose the side where the Son of God died. And on the third day rise, you can catch me on the Thursday. The same as the service when I say I came in Jesus' name. Them lambs getting nervous, okay.
What you gonna do?
It's the moment of truth, man. Yeah.
You can't
back down, buddy, because
well, you can't run from the truth.
You can't run from the truth, man.
What you gonna do when that moment of truth comes?
Let's go.
Song is called Are You Ready? And speaking of Theron, I want you guys to go check out her interview. She shared a lot about how God has dealt with her from being molested to now being able to share her story of redemption. Go tell somebody about that. Man, you definitely want to hear that. It's going to change your life, man. And man, I'm going to put it in the hands of my sister, Miss Cole. Go ahead, Miss Cole.
Well, I know, Rick, I know that you mentioned this earlier, a little bit earlier, but, you know, remind the people, where can we get a hold of you? Where can we get a hold of your music? Is there websites? Where can we find
you? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to my website, which is rickdthesetup.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at rickdthesetup. You can check me out on Facebook, Rick D. Davis. So any of those spots, you can get at me that those ways.
Okay, and the album is dropping. When is that again?
Say it again?
I said the album. When is that dropping again?
You can actually get the pre-released copy of the album right now at my website, rickdthesetup.com, or February 15th, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to CDBaby.com, you know, you can go to the bus shop, you know, any of those spots where you buy Christian hip hop,
yeah.
And I'll pick it up.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have to go get that.
Man, that's what's up, man. And check it out. This is, I got a question too, man. Is are you actually in training to be a pastor? Is that something that you might be thinking about? Is God kind of touching your heart on that or what?
Man, it's funny that topic has came up to me several times, but I don't really know, man.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I want to go down that path because one of the things that I...
can I keep it real? Go ahead.
Keep it real. That's one thing that I do at my church is I'm an armor bearer also.
Okay.
So I get to see up close all of the things that my pastor does and the time that he puts in. And with some other responsibilities that I have, I see the just pretty much the full gamut of what his schedule is, and I just don't know if that's what I'm supposed to be doing. If God calls me to do it and tells me to do it, I'll absolutely do it.
Yeah.
But that's definitely not something to be taken lightly.
Right.
Because a lot of people see the glory, but they don't know the story behind.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Behind the glory. You talking about ESPN right now. You know what I'm saying? There's a,
right.
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about. And it's really important for people to realize that being a pastor is not just like a job. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like getting a job at McDonald's or something like that. It's a full-time thing. You can't turn off, I'm a pastor. If somebody call you in the middle of the night, you have to be... Sometimes you have to be willing to answer that call.
Right.
And if it's a lady, you know what I'm saying, have your wife or somebody in the ministry answer that.
Right.
You know, and it's a lot in ministry that people don't see a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you being an armor bearer, you see some of the stuff and you're like, man, dog, I don't know if I can be the pastor right now.
Right.
And that's
right.
That's just honesty, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I've seen our pastor teach two services, like an 8 a.m. and then a 10 a.m., and then stand in line greeting people for, you know, an hour or so afterwards, and then have a meeting in the back with, you know, people back there waiting for him to talk to him about, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, I've just seen that it's no joke, man. It definitely has to be your calling.
Mm-hmm.
And God will give you the grace for it. A lot of times people just see the attention and the... all of the nice and fluffy stuff that comes with being a pastor or being on a platform, but it's no joke. And you, I'm sure you know the same thing from being a youth pastor, right?
Yeah, I'm actually at my church now. I'm the assistant pastor, but yeah, it's not nothing to be like, man. I talk to my peoples right here, man, and I be like, man, sometimes you don't want to be a pastor, man. It's like, dang, you got to deal with a lot of different things. And I mean, the preaching is the easiest part of being a pastor. You know what I'm saying? But the actual life changing, you know what I'm saying, building people up, that's the hard part. You know, the stuff that people don't see is the hardest when you're walking with people and saying, hey, man, we got to make sure we're in line with God's plan and God's will. And even confronting people, like, that's not always easy.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Right.
And that's the tough stuff. But man, Miss Cole, you got a question for the dude.
Oh, well, you know, I know we're wrapping up and stuff, so I was just going to ask if there's any, you know, last words you want to say to the people out there that's listening.
I guess in closing, I'll say, please go to the website, pick up the project, the setup, BigDTheSetup.com. Holler at me on Facebook, holler at me on Twitter. I definitely want to let you know that it's a meaningful project. Hopefully it'll be the type of project that you can look back and say, man, that point in time of my life is when I really got serious about the things of God, or that's when I really made a shift in my thinking in this particular area, and that project is what really initiated it. So I want to thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. I don't take it lightly. Hopefully you'll have me back in the future, or somehow we can link up and connect, but I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, dope, man. Rick D, we appreciate you too, man. We're going to hop into this song right now. Chris Lee Cobbins called Flatline on Yada Da King Radio. Let's hop into that.
Recently, moving forward, it seemed impossible. Every step is in play. I'm going nowhere. As I fight to keep myself from going back and forth, tossed like the sea, wanting badly to be free. Yeah. So tonight, I'm ready to do right in your sight. Time I blink will be the new man you see. That's why every night at midnight, just as the new day's begun, put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I flat line. Formerly, I thought that my two lives could coexist. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I'm going nowhere. Want the blessings of tomorrow, but still chasing my past. What I gotta do, can't kill me if I kill you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So tonight, I'm leaving the darkness, running to the light. With my heart in your hands, I will live again. So next time I blink, why every night at midnight, just as the new day's begun, put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I'm lying.
So if you see your body laying on the ground, don't you try and resuscitate. No, that ain't going down.
That old life behind me, and I don't look back. I flat line. Yeah.
All right, come on, you ready to go? We're gonna be late.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, you got your keys? You ready?
I got them. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get my Bible. Okay, let's go.
The way that it feels, I'm liking what I
hear when it gets in my ear. I'm liking the fact it cleanses me as if I was a colon, and the fact that it enlightens me when I ain't really knowing. I like the fact it slows me down when I'm going too fast. I like the fact it speeds me up when I'm sitting here dragging. I like the fact when I'm in need, it gives me everything, even if it's just the direction to where I need to be. I like the fact it's always available, right in my reach, and every question that I've ever had, it's answered for me. And if somehow I get lost and I'm stuck on repeat, it doesn't matter, doesn't judge, it's always patient with me. I like the fact it's willing to travel, ready at any time, and the fact it is bilingual, can speak to all kinds. I like the fact it is my blueprint, tools for survival, it is the word of God, and yes, it is my Bible.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Say, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. First, my basic
instructions before we can earn. I like the fact it speaks to me about the days of my life, but it also shares the times of people's life that's just like mine. It will go further and uncover those things that aren't right, and when you can't relate, it's no mistake, it will blow your mind. You try to hide it and deny it, but it's right on the page. You try to flip it real quick, but yeah, it's been there for days. I like the fact that it's real, no matter how you feel, it is not swayed by opinion, does not change with the years. It has no respect of person, it is perfect, it is flawless, it don't matter what you say, I double check with it regardless. And if it goes down, I keep it by my side. And I got 66 to shoot with, girl been trained, I'm quick to fire. And yes, I hold it tight, and yes, I keep it close, but if it is not with me, I remember what it told. I love my neighbor as myself, yes, praying for my enemy, it is the word of God, and yes, it is all I really need.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my
side. Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. First, basic instructions before
we come. You know what I like most about the word in my palm? I don't have to wait to get to heaven to get closer to God. If I'm hungry, then it feeds me. I be greedy when I'm eating, and it's cause I be desiring it more than I be needing. It's realer than a Christian, so forgiving, so appealing, filled with words of wisdom, willing to give them if I get in it. It does not hold a secret. Matter of fact, tell me who spoke it. Unlike human, tells me in the context they were speaking from. You don't have to like it, you don't even have to buy it. If you're in my presence, it's involuntary, you gon' try it. Cause yes, I'ma speak it, and I see your ears peeping, telling the spirit within you, yeah, that's what I'm really needing. I'ma think it, I'ma speak it, I'ma breathe it, I'ma be it. Matter of fact, I even leak it, signed up and got me complete. And whether reading or in my CD player, got it beating. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's all I'm needing.
Now as I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies.
Right.
I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. Comes first, my basic instructions before we even earn.
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay there.
Got it. Radio.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yo, this song right here was D-Mob featured on it, and it was from the sister Rain. The song is called My B-I-B-L-E. And you know what you need to do is keep that word in your heart Yes. Not only keep the Bible with you, but keep that word in your heart. Allow it to renew your mind and allow God to continually saturate your life with the word of God. Do not just be a hearer of the word, but the word of God says be a what?
Doer.
Doer. That means if you don't do it, you're doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And when the King of all kings, who we yada, come back, it's not going to be sweet. You know, that's all I'm going to say.
Right.
So make sure you are a doer of the word,
not
man.
Not just a hearer.
Not just a hearer. Because we know a lot of people hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when
hear well.
They hear great.
Fantastic.
But with, like if you in school and somebody hears what the teacher says, some people hear it, but us others actually do it and actually learn from it. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. Learn from the word of God, man. Yes. And we're just excited about what God is doing. Miss Cole, man, first, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I was so pumped up that she was coming to, you know, I was texting her like, yes, yes, I can't wait to get it in. And she was like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel, you know. And I was like, you're going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? I was texting.
Oh, okay. You just going to put me out there?
Yeah, I'm gonna put you out there like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm being nice right now. You know what I'm saying? So check it out, man. We had her on. She's gonna be on with us on most Sundays, getting it in on Yada.King Radio with us. She's just learning the ropes, y'all. So, you know, there's gonna be some time where, you know, in the next few weeks, she's gonna be doing it better than me. You know?
Amen.
Amen. She said, amen. Like, yeah, that's not too hard. That's what she said.
Oh, see, there you go. Put words in my mouth.
Well, I'm sorry.
See.
But, you know, you know how we do it, man. Don Christian and Miss Cole is her name.
Yeah.
Tell somebody we got a female on the show. She's going to be sharing her point of view.
Representing.
That's right. Representing the for the women.
Yes.
And not
the
only
ladies.
That, we got the homie Kingdom, DJ Kingdom 7. He's going to be coming on with us on Thursday nights. As we get it in, he's going to actually be bringing in new artists, new styles, new genres for us to get it in with people that are still Yada the Kingin'.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That means they live praise and they give praise to the King of all kings. And man, DJ Kingdom 7, he's going to bring wisdom. That's my dude from VA, you know what I'm saying, Virginia. And man, he's actually going to be with us for a few months because he's actually in the military. That's right. And man, shout out to everybody out there in the military holding it down for us. It's a brand new year. We don't want to just celebrate what they do on certain holidays, but we want to just say thank you guys for protecting our country and even protecting those around us, because without y'all, this world would probably be jacked up right now, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there might be some bombs just dropping everywhere.
Right.
If it wasn't for, you know, some of the things that our military forces and armed forces are
front
doing.
Line.
That's right. They got frontliners. They got, you know what I'm saying, people that's in the back working those computers, making sure there ain't no bombs shooting at us. Man,
right.
They do a lot, man. And it's just like the body of Christ, man. Each and every one of them is very important.
Right.
And we just want to say thank you to y'all. And remember that, man, we love you. God loves you.
Yes.
And we just praying for y'all's protection, that God would keep you and take care of you. You know what I'm saying? But look, man, I'm going to talk about, I'm going to have Miss Nicole. Miss Cole, we're going to talk about flesh caretakers. All right? Ooh. We're going to talk just a little bit about it. People that are trying to get away with as many things as possible in their walk with God. What do you have to say to somebody that's doing that?
You know, I would say that they're really not really allowing themselves to grow to their full potential.
Mm.
You know, they're really what's the word?
Kind of shrinking themselves.
Yeah, they're really blocking their blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you know, they're.
Blocking their blessings, they're hindering growing in God, maybe? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah, definitely growing in God. You know, they're not allowing themselves to truly grow in God and really
experience the fullness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living a blessed life. There's no other life that I would want to live.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Has there ever been things that you hid and in your life and you were like, I'm trying to hide these and maybe there was a time where you shared some of these things. How did it make you feel different? What, actually, was there a time that that happened in your life?
You know, actually, yeah, there was. And, you know, a lot of times people think that keeping stuff to themselves or hiding stuff, you know, has to be something wild, like going out to the club or drinking or, you know, something like that. But, you know, a lot of times people hold on to past hurts and they let that build up in them. They let that bitterness build up in them. They let that anger, you know, build up in them. And, and they don't realize that that is a hindrance to their growth in God, to their spirit. So, there's definitely been times where I've held on to something and that has caused me to treat someone differently.
Yeah.
Or react in a different way that may not be Christ-like.
No, that's what's up, man. I see my man in the live stream fulfilling. He put a scripture in there. What is the scripture that he placed in there, Ms. Cole?
It says 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone in Christ...
is in Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
And our pastor preached on that today a little bit.
Oh, okay. So it was confirmation.
Oh,
my Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And yeah, that's not speaking the name in the vein because that's my Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So check it out, man. That's really what's good. I'm going to talk about this real quick. It's very important that you understand that God has a purpose for your life. And you trying to take care of your life in your own hands. You trying to, basically, when you're taking care of your flesh life, you're putting your life in your own hands. You're not living in the spirit, because when you're living in the spirit, God takes care of your life. So I would say this: who do you think is going to do a better job with your life? You or God? You know what I'm saying? If you got flesh, you taking care of all them secret sins, let them go so that God can get a hold of your life and he can move through you. And it has to be something that you are willing to do. God is not going to just take over your life. You know what I'm saying? He's not just going to take over the game. He's not going to come punk you and be like, yo, you got to get with this, or, you know what I'm saying, get left. He's giving you an opportunity to accept him.
A choice.
That's right. You got a choice. A or B. You know what I'm saying? Heaven or hell. Jesus or Satan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody's like, Jesus or Satan? Yeah. Spirit or flesh, it's all
no
the same
between.
Thing.
No in between.
That's right. So you know how we do it here at Yada Da King Radio, man. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
That's right. And you know what we do. We Yada the King. Let's get it in.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada Da King. Shabak Da King. I Yada Da King. I Yada Da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we out of the king.